one said, well, we're going to try to see that there's never a monument put up there for us, because he was a racist. So,
Farce did make his money in dealing in slave trade.
That part doesn't come in. It's just somebody who wants to block that state park.
As a field commander, he used every means that he knew in the book and everything that he could think of to win a battle. Because I know a reason of his expedition there, you know, when Grant was down in Mississippi, they sent Forrest up in here to cut his supply line. Well, he went into one town, a little small town up there, and he had about 4,000 troops in this town, and that's all the troops he had. But anyway, he's paraded them around in a circle that he convinced his commander that he had 10,000 troops, and unless they surrendered immediately, that he would give no quarters and he would attack and annihilate them. And it scared this commander, he'd give up. And when he found out that Forrest's strength, that his strength was no greater than his, they almost had to hold him in time to keep him killing himself.
Was that at Holly Springs?
No, sir, it was up in Tennessee somewhere. Mm-hmm. But now, that was, at Holly Springs,
that was another thing.
Wasn't Kirby Smith. The little short general in Arkansas. He got too late here for the Battle of Shiloh. In other words, when Johnson left Shiloh, he telegraphed him, come immediately there, I need your help at Shiloh to win the tide of battle. And he never got there. What was his name?
I don't know.
That was who you were talking about at Holly Springs.
They asked to help Mrs. Grant. Grant had brought his wife there and had commandeered the most beautiful home there.
Yeah.
And I can't think of his name.
Armstrong, that's who it was. That's when he captured Holly Springs and stored $1.5 million worth of supplies.
Armstrong Raiders.
That's right.
And apparently they actually held Mrs. Grant, and because they treated her well, then Grant saved those homes in Holly Springs. That's why.
In other words, they treated her as being a general's wife. Armstrong had full respect for General Grant, even though they were enemies. But he had respect for the ladies, and he treated her as a lady, and she appreciated it, and Grant showed his respect. In fact, Sherman went so far as on Christmas Day to divide the whiskey amongst the Southern and Northern troops.
Is that right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. In other words, to show his appreciation for General Armstrong for what he done for his friend. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Last night you was asking what the, is changing subjects, but the utensils that they use in cooking on the fireplaces. Today I asked one of the ladies over in the nursing home, I'd say she's in her 80s. What was the thing called that looked like a skillet but had legs? She says, why, it was a leg skillet.
A leg skillet. I never heard it called that either.
Mm-hmm. That was
her answer.
But
everybody knows what it is, so it must have been very widespread. A leg skillet. And covered, right?
Was usually covered.
It's a curiosity to me between us and our forefathers, and my four people. We get sick and we go to a doctor, and the first thing he do is take us off of pork.